Welcome to Press the Issue, a podcast for MasterWP, your source for industry insights for WordPress professionals. Get show notes, transcripts, and more information about the show at masterwp.com/press the issue. When the conversation around pay is obscure and taboo, everyone loses. But when the lines of communication around pay are open and honest, employers and employees benefit. In this episode of Press the Issue, Topher and Ali talk about their experience with pay transparency and how they think changing this narrative benefits us all.
Hey, Topher, how are you?
Super awesome today.
Awesome. Super glad to hear it. Well, I'm really excited to chat with you today on the podcast. And we're going to talk a little bit about pay transparency, which is a kind of a spicy topic, but one that I'm really eager to dive into with you.
Excellent. Yeah. Let's do it.
Awesome.
So I have some questions for you.
Cool. Awesome.
I remember the first time I learned that you're not supposed to talk about what you make. Mm. I was at a job where when we got a raise, it happened about April, but they backfilled it to the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. So, but they didn't tell me I got a raise. I just had a really fat check. And I thought, oh, that must be a mistake. So I went to accounting and I said, something's wrong with my check. And the lady looked at me really funny. And she's like, you need to talk to him. So I went into a guy's office and he said, you don't ever talk about your pay to anyone but me ever. I was blown away.
Wow.
I'm like, what? What is this all about? And that was my first experience knowing that you just don't talk about pay. But nobody ever told me, even then. Like, he didn't say why. I just said, oh, yes, sir, and went back to my desk and hid. So why is it important? Why do people care? I don't want people want to talk about this.
Yeah, I don't really know. That is a crazy story. Like, I've never had an experience like that. I don't really ever remember anyone telling me. It was just kind of always that unspoken thing. It's like, you know, you don't talk about, I don't know, your private life at work, or, you know, there's certain things that are private. And, you know, I think maybe a lot of it too was just watching my mom, and, you know, she and I never talked about money. You know, as I got older, I never knew. To this day, I don't know how much money my mom earns or has earned in any job that she's mm-hmm. had. She never talked about it with me. She never talked about it around me. It was this sort of taboo thing. And I think people care. I mean, I say I don't know because I don't actually know, but I have some suspicions as to why people care so much about it not being talked about. If you want to go the tinfoil hat route, I do think that it's a method for men to, or I should say, I think it was in the past mm-hmm. when women started to enter the workforce, a method for men to control that narrative, right? If if you had a man that ran a company that, you know, employed women and men during a time where women were seen as less or even more less than they are seen now in society, you know, paying the women less and encouraging them not to speak about it meant that you could get away with paying them less.
Sure.
I genuinely believe that that's true. I feel like there's some people who might think that's a little conspiratorial, but we live in America. I think that there's an element of judgment, right, that we want to avoid in society. We want to avoid making anyone feeling uncomfortable.
Sure.
Right. So if we each make a different amount, but we do the same job and we talk about how much we make, there might be an issue of judgment of, oh, well, why do they make more than me? I've been here longer, you know, and right. There are so many different, you know, we don't have a universal system of pay. Every company gets to decide how much they pay their employees and why. I mean, we have, like, you know, minimum wage to keep things, you know, above that amount. But every owner of any company can say, I decide that I give raises based off performance, or I decide I give raises based off of how long you've been here.
Sure.
And so in order to eliminate that conversation of, well, why does that person make more than me? And then having to go into that and potentially make people feel uncomfortable. I think it's just comfortable for people to just keep it to themselves. But in all honesty, I just think it's kind of, it's one of those things that it's the way it's always been. And so we don't see a need to change it unless there's a problem associated with it, which we get into the problems associated with it as well. But I think it's just one of those taboo, you know, quote unquote, normal things that people are comfortable not talking about, especially the people who know that they make a lot more than other people. They're comfortable not talking about it because they don't need to talk about it.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And in addition, I think it's also partly because employers want to pay as little as possible across the board.
Yeah.
I had a second experience similar to the first one where a friend and I worked together. He was in a completely different department at a university. And I told him what I made. And it was substantially more than him. And we did very similar work, but for different departments. Mm-hmm. And we didn't talk about it after that. But a couple of weeks later, his boss took me into a room and read me the Riot Act. And by this time, I was a much more mature employee and not nearly as hurt, like intimidated. I wasn't as intimidated. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting to me that this was with another man. And I think it's really because the company, whatever company, wants to pay as little as possible. And if I can pay you less than the other person, well, then I'm saving money.
Yeah.
And it's a philosophy of work and employment. If your goal is to save as much money as possible and to put as much cash in the coffers, then that's what you're going to do.
Yeah. It prevents that element of, not necessarily to say competition, but for you to say, okay, well, this person makes this amount, I'm making a lot less. For it to be fair, you need to pay me more.
Right.
That's just true.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, by limiting the conversation around pay, the employer can get away with, saving that.
Yeah.
Saving having to pay you that additional amount. That makes total sense.
So I have two questions here. One, I think I might want to skip a little bit or even just answer myself. What problems happen when transparency is not there? Mm. And the biggest problem I've seen is like with my friend. He went and asked for a raise, and it wasn't an ongoing, consistent problem. It's not like there was a buzz of unhappiness in the office. It was a sudden spike of unhappiness where he said, hey, I want this money. And it got all awkward.
Yeah.
But I think we could get a lot more productive out of this talk if we talked about the benefits that come from transparency.
Yeah.
So what do you see as the benefits of pay transparency?
People get more money, right? Like that's the super simplified version, which I think then branches out into all these other things, right? So, you know, I'm not an economist. I don't even know how to say it. I'm not an economist. I don't fully understand, and I never will claim to fully understand the concept of like, you know, if people get paid more, then that money goes back into the economy and it stimulates this and that. I think there's truth to that. I'd love for other people listening to let us know like exactly how people getting paid more does stimulate a country's economy. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's super interesting to me. But in the long and short of it, it's like, okay, if I'm going to speak for personal experience, if I get paid more, right, for the work that I do, which over the course of my career, every job I've gone to, I get paid a little bit more. That's hopefully how it works, right? And by getting paid the proper amount, I can afford to live my life in a way that's healthy, right? I can get things like healthcare, or I can eat better because in this country, healthy food is more expensive food.
Yeah.
I can afford to invest that money, so I can choose to invest in the stock market. I can choose to invest in property. I can build generational wealth with that money. Right. I can put that money in an account for my children. I can, you know, all of these sorts of things. And I think that we don't always think about, given the fact that pay disparities in these countries disfavor women and people of color, that then just means that their lives are more impoverished than people who don't fall into those categories, right? And that
perpetuates
all of those problems. It has infinite amounts of effects, negative effects. And so by paying people the same amount, we're leveling that playing field and, you know, saying Allie gets paid the same as Topher. And so Allie and Topher have the same now privileges when it comes to their economic, financial decision-making capabilities. And I think that when you really start to understand the history of like socioeconomic decisions and then effects within this country, a lot of it comes down to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a large reason why, you know, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, women couldn't decide to leave a marriage if it was an abusive one.
Right.
Because either they didn't make any money or they didn't make the same amount of money as their husband would have. And the husband could leave. The husband could support another family if he wanted to because he made so much money. Mm-hmm. Right. But the woman in this situation either didn't make any money, didn't make enough money to be able to have agency over her own life.
Yeah.
So pay transparency really comes down to the more transparent our conversations around pay are, the more likely it is that people are paid equally and equitably, and the more likely it is that any given individual can have financial agency over their life. And that just affects everyone in a positive, like who can sit here and say, well, I don't want the population of my country to be healthy and not live in domestic abuse situations, right? Yeah. Like who wants to say that? Nobody. If, you know, people making more money means they can afford to send their kids to better schools, which means we have a more educated populace, which who doesn't want that, right?
Yep.
There are so many benefits. And I think it's in some ways it's a short-term thing. In some ways it's a long-term thing. Of course, not everybody's going to use that money if you want to say properly, right? Maybe you have people, the argument is always like, well, some people might gamble the money away or some people might waste it and buy TVs and stuff. It's right. Their money to do with what they want.
Right.
But if everybody is paid in a more equitable way, that means a higher percentage of people can afford to live in a way that is healthy and safe.
Thank you for listening up to this point. Press the Issue by Master WP is sponsored by LearnDash. Your expertise makes you money doing what you do. Now let it make you money teaching what you do. To create a course with LearnDash, visit learndash.com. Our mission at Master WP is to bring new voices into WordPress and tech every day. The new Master WP workshop series does just that. Our new live and recorded workshops on everything from code to design to business turn WordPress fans into WordPress experts. Find the workshop for you at workshops.masterwp.com. Use the code PODCAST10 for a 10% discount. Now, back to the podcast.
I also believe that it's really good for business. I most of the time always gotten like cost of living raises,
mm-hmm.
a few dollars a year or more, but I have never ever been given a raise by any company.
Mm.
So in order to make more money, I've had to change jobs.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was because I didn't know what I could be making.
Mm.
Could I be making more somewhere else? And so my inclination is to look around,
yeah.
see what's going on. Whereas when there's pay transparency, I can look at my neighbors and say, well, I see what they're making. I'm doing just fine. I don't need to look around. I wouldn't do significantly better unless I changed my role or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it helps companies retain employees.
Yeah,
because they know they're making a fair wage here. They don't need to go hunting
yeah.
to get something.
That is a huge that's a huge benefit. You're totally right. I mean, even just and I'll be transparent about this since we have a theme of transparency going where we both work right now for Howard Development and Consulting / Master WP.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but when I started, Rob, who hired me, basically showed me what everyone made based off of their role. So it wasn't down to names. It was down to, you know, people in this role make this much.
Yeah.
You are going to go into this because my role was created for me. He said, you are going to go into this kind of bucket of this. These people in this these roles get paid this much in 1 year. If
yeah.
you're still here, if you'd still like to be here, this is what your
happens.
Raise would look like in a year. This is what you will get.
Yeah.
And, You know, that's not the only reason I like working here. I like working here for a lot of reasons. But that is a huge incentive to, because I've been like you, my whole, you know, professional life, I've either worked for myself or when I've worked in places, I've not really worked anywhere for longer than a year because it's sort of like, okay, well, I want to see what else is out there and there's not a lot keeping me here.
Right.
And the just the incentive to say, here's how much more you can be making at this. This is essentially promised to you, you know, barring circumstances, right. is a huge incentive to at least try to stick it out. Right.
Yep.
If something were to go wrong here, if I were to decide, maybe I want to look somewhere else, I have that in Rob's favor, essentially. Right. Like I have that in the pro yeah. column of why should I stay here? So you're totally right. It definitely can help with retention. And isn't there some kind of statistic about like it's more expensive to hire new people than is to retain existing people? Right.
Yeah. Yep. Onboarding is very expensive.
Yeah. So why would you not be transparent if it helps people feel confident about sticking with you? Like that makes so much sense to me.
Because you can get away with paying some people yeah. less.
So skeezy. And I'm curious as well if there's anyone listening. So we're speaking from our experience as two, you know, lifelong United States of America residents. I'd be really curious to see if pay transparency is different in other countries, because I don't know if it is. I don't know if it's different in Europe or South America or any of the African countries. I wonder if there are other countries that are doing the pay transparency thing really well and how that affects their, you know, turnover rates and their economies and things like that. I just don't know.
I have never known another company to do pay transparency. Yeah. I mean, I've heard about it, but this is the first time I've ever seen a company do it. And I think that's interesting.
Yeah, I like it. There's been no downsides as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Because it takes, and it especially like, you know, one of the things that is challenging about walking through life as a underrepresented person is consistently having the thought or the suspicion or the worry that something is happening to you or not happening to you because of your gender, your race, your disability, your sexual orientation. Mm-hmm. And so I don't ever have to wonder, well, am I getting paid this much because of an unconscious bias, right?
Right.
Is somebody else on the team making less than me because of an unconscious bias? And that's something that
that's
I should feel guilty about. Yeah. And so knowing exactly not only what you make, but what other people make in a way that also kind of like, I like the way that Rob does it because it's like it's these people in these roles start at this much.
Yep.
It's not, you know, well, this person makes this much and this person makes that much, which then starts to get into like personal, starts to feel very personal.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing all of that allows me to feel very equal to everyone else and not have to worry about how my race or gender plays in or how other people's race or gender plays into those decisions.
Yeah. Another thing that I'm not quite sure how this is connected, but I'm pretty sure it is somehow. I really like how Rob lets us know on a monthly basis how the company is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I have been at companies where things have looked really solid and then suddenly, oh, we just laid off 5 people.
Yeah.
Why? Are we running out of money? Am I next? That kind of thing. And it's related to money being secret.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, absolutely. I don't know how the company's doing and I don't know if I'm going to get fired, but we do.
Yeah.
And I think it's tangentially related to the pay transparency because you could do the company transparency without revealing pay. But I think it's just the culture of being able to talk about money and be fair.
I think it's all related. You're right. It's a whole culture of not only just pay, but money in general. How much money does somebody have? How much money is somebody spending? You know, all of that kind of stuff. And yeah, I've worked in a couple companies at this point that will share information about how much the company is making, but I've never worked somewhere where both are shared. So the companies I've worked at before that will share, you know, information about sales and so on, we don't also get to see how much people are making. So the company can have made, you know, $1 million in that quarter and the CEO gets, you know, yeah, the CEO is maybe taking home a quarter of that. And so you're like, well, wait a minute, you know, but, you know, if we wanted to here at Howard Development and Consulting, we could look at those numbers, look at how much everyone's getting paid and figure out, you know, where all that money is going. If we want, I don't think anybody's spending their time doing that, but it feels good to have access to that information. And it allows us to trust Rob. Like, I trust Rob more because he's so forthwith with that information. Because you're right, the more that's being hidden in terms of money, the more fear and suspicion and confusion that, you know, will pervade.
FUD. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Yeah. Wow. So yeah, I'm not sure. I'm really, really, I would be really curious as well to hear about, like, are there other WordPress companies that practice pay transparency and how do they do that? Mm-hmm. You know, we talk sometimes about companies posting like job listings of like, oh, hey, we're hiring a new, you know, senior developer, posting how much that pay is on the page where somebody might go apply, right? That's another form of pay transparency. So somebody who's looking around can feel like there's a competitive element to that, right? Of like, okay, I want to find the job that is going to pay me the best, pay me the most fairly.
Yeah. And not waste my time.
And not waste my time because, yeah, sometimes you have to go through a whole interview process just to find out that they're not paying what you need or what you deserve.
Exactly.
Such a waste of time. And, you know, what happens with that a lot of times is underrepresented people who don't have that time or that luxury to spend all that time are just going to look at that page and look away, right? Close it out and say, okay, I'm going to find something that's more direct. And so I always advocate for putting pay, you know, transparent pay information right up front in the hiring process. And that is a way to diversify your pool of people.
I think the state of Colorado is the only state that requires that. Mm-hmm. And so somebody did a Twitter feed, a Twitter thread about companies that will not list jobs in Colorado because they don't want to say how much it's going to pay.
What?
And it's a long list. And there are some companies that we both know and love that are on that list.
That's wild. That is so wild. Yeah. And I wonder if it's going to be something that dies out. Because, like, I do feel like it is almost a generational thing, right? Like, going back to what I said before about kind of how people thought about it in the middle of the 20th century, I associate this hush-hushness about money very much with that period of time.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're kind of focused on keeping up appearances almost. And so if you're not making a lot of money, you don't want people to know, right?
Yep.
And so I kind of wonder, as we move away from that period of time, if this kind of next generation of young people coming into tech, I mean, a lot of them, if you've ever been on like tech TikTok, there's a lot of younger people who are like, I do not play around with this kind of stuff. Like, I need to know, you need to tell me or I'm going somewhere else. And I wonder if, you know, 20 years from now, if this whole episode is just going to be totally a moot point because things will have changed. I wonder.
Yeah. A bunch of years ago, I was in college. I went to a friend's house for the weekend with her, and her dad was at work, and they sat me down at the dining room table, and I wasn't quite sure what was going on. And her mom said to me, "Do you know how much money your parents make?" I was like, "This is a weird question." I said, "Not at the moment, but I have." Mm-hmm. I mean, whenever my dad got a new job, I'd be like, "Hey, cool, how much are you making now?" And he would tell me. Mm-hmm. And as it turned out, in their family, the father did not tell anyone in the family how much he made. Mm-hmm. And they didn't do anything with money. He paid all the bills. They had enough money to do what they needed to do. And he made sure that happened. And that was a stretch for me. I imagine that happening in the 40s, mm-hmm. where the man just takes care of it. I never expected to hear it in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And right then in that conversation, I said, "Well, let's find out." So I called my dad. I said, "Hey, how much are you making right now?" He's like, "Why do you want to know?" And I told him. And he's like, "Oh." And he told me how much he was making. And they were floored that he would just volunteer that information to his son.
Yeah.
And I think it is very much a generational cultural thing that will have to go away.
Yeah. Well, I think we should leave it off there. I mean, we could sit and you and I could sit and talk about anything for a super long time, including this. But yeah, I think we should top it off there. Thanks so much for sitting down and talking with me about this. I hope that other people listening have found it helpful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was really fun. We should do it more.
Alrighty, cool. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Press the Issue is a production of Master WP, produced by Ali Nimmons, hosted, edited, and musically supervised by Monet Davenport, and mixed and mastered by Teron Bullock. Please visit masterwp.com/pressTheIssue to find more episodes. Subscribe to our newsletter for more WordPress news at masterwp.com.